Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Players. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
Midterm mini rep at the Raven.
It's a tongue twister, yes.
Yeah, it really is. So how does this work? This is your next show.
Well, it is, as the name implies, it's a mini rep. I wanted to try something a little different this year, and I felt sort of the obligation to do something before the midterm elections that was maybe relevant to what is on everybody's mind.
Uh-huh.
And these two plays are two plays I've been considering doing, and instead of just picking one, we decided, hey, let's do them both. So we'll do them on alternate nights.
That's the mini rep.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So the plays are Time Stand Still and Church and State. And Time Stand Still is about a photojournalist who gets injured while she's on assignment in Iraq, comes back to the United States, and her journalist boyfriend and she have some very interesting challenges to overcome, not only about how their personal relationship is working, but how they fit into the world view. As she says, she's made a career out of photographing people's sorrows and then never seeing them again. So there's a lot which is a great, something tough to live with. And
yes.
she's just been injured by an IED and she has, you know, scars all over her face, but yet she wants to go back. So that adrenaline junkie in her. So it's not only about big issues like war and our feelings about war, but it's also a very, very personal play as well.
Right.
And the flip side, not flip side, but the other show is called Church and State. And it's a very personal passion for me. I've been looking for a play for the last few years that deals with gun violence, because that's an issue that I feel very strongly about. And everyone that I've read comes across to me as being very didactic and very, you know, it's like an essay and it's pounding me over the head.
Preachy.
Very preachy and very one-sided.
Right.
And granted, I am on one of those sides, but I wanted to find a play that sort of had a balance. And this is a beautiful play. It's four people. It's about a senator in North Carolina, a Republican senator running for re-election. And during his re-election campaign, there's a school shooting in his hometown. And being interviewed at the funeral service, he offhandedly remarks, he's sort of a unicorn in that he's a politician who actually says something from the heart without thinking about poll
Amazing.
Numbers. Exactly. So he offhandedly mentions to a blogger, he says, when the blogger says, well, does this make you, question, do you go back to your faith at moments like this? And he says, well, at moments like this, I have to question how can I believe in a God that will allow something like this to happen? And you can imagine, of course, the immediate blowback on that in North Carolina, Republican senator.
Right.
So it's about that. It's about the consequences of what happens after that and the people that try to talk him into walking back, and he doesn't want to. But the beautiful thing about both of these plays is they're very topical, very timely, very relevant, very volatile issues, but they've got real human characters in them, and there's a lot of humor. Believe it or not, there's a lot of humor in both of these plays.
Well, obviously, at some point or other, you've had to decide, how are we going to promote these two shows?
Yes.
The single shows and the shows together.
Yes.
What'd you come up with?
We came up with stuff like this. Well, you'd like, in an ideal world, I'd love to have people come see both shows, because I think they're great pieces of theater, and I think they're going to be really powerful and impactful. And so, marketing wise, we're saying, hey, if you come see both shows, we'll take $10 off your total price. Knowing that indeed a lot of people are just going to see one, but I think they are very complementary plays, so that's why we're marketing them as a package, as a midterm mini rep. Give you a chance. You could literally come Thursday and see Time Stand Still, come the next night and see Church and State,
or catch one show at the beginning of its run and the other show at the end of
yeah,
its
exactly.
run.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well, that might just be might turn out to be a good idea for the theater, for the Raven Players.
Oh,
in
I hope so.
Well, thank you for coming in, telling us about it, Stephen. Let's tell people that these two shows, Time Stand Still by Donald Margulies and Church and State by Jason Odell Williams, they open on September 20th, run through October 7th at the Raven Theater in Healdsburg. For information and ticket questions, call 433-6335, online RavenTheater with an ER.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.